News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, later this morning on Dublin's O'Connell Street, people will be dressed up as geese and ducks. Now, it's not an early Patrick's Day parade. We are joined by Sasha Camilli, Senior PR Coordinator with PETA, the Animal Rights Organisation. Sasha, what's happening this morning?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. So this morning, PETA activists will be at the new H&M store in Connell Street, calling on the company to stop selling down products, which is why they will be dressed as ducks. And this is following an undercover investigation by PETA Asia at a slaughterhouse with ties to H&M in Vietnam, where investigators have found animals living in filthy conditions. Many of them were suffering from injuries or fractured legs. And when they were slaughtered, we could still see them moving for over a minute after workers have cut their throats. And after H&M has been presented with evidence of this cruelty in its supply chain, despite the fact that they state that no animals should be harmed for their clothes, they have not really done that much. So we are back today to call on H&M to do the right thing and stop profiting from the torture of birds. But also we're calling on all consumers to help stop this cruelty by choosing from the wide variety of vegan materials that H&M already sells and leave down products on the shelves.
I mean, this has been an issue for some time, and I have heard reports where H&M have said that they have cut off suppliers that engage in such behavior with animals. Is that your understanding of what's happened?
Well, you know, this is a supplier that has had ties to them, and we've had evidence saying that they have indeed worked with H&M. H&M is obviously not the only offender. Several big name companies have been tied to cruelty in down supply chains. And you're right that it is an ongoing issue. PETA entities have released 9 exposés into the down industry from many countries across the world. And we've seen this kind of cruelty everywhere. So it's not about just one supplier necessarily. Through all of these, you know, instances of undercover footage showing birds violently slaughtered, living in filthy conditions, feces everywhere, injuries, diseases, it's clear that this is an issue that continues to present itself in this sort of supply chain. And what we've seen with all kinds of animal-derived materials, that when animals are used for large-scale production, they always suffer, which is why we call on consumers to use vegan materials instead.
Okay, we will leave it there. Sasha Camilli, a Senior PR Coordinator with PETA, the Animal Rights Organisation. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.